This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The World Health Organization convenes an emergency meeting today to figure out how to stop the mosquito-borne Zika virus. It's linked to birth defects, and there's no widely available test for the infection. And the most optimistic timetable for a vaccine is for late this year. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more on that.
If you want to develop a vaccine, you need a lot of cash, says Dr. Ken Caton at Tufts.
It could take close to $1 billion to bring one successful compound to market.
And given that pregnant women are at risk, Caton says a lot of care is required.
Anything that's dealing with pregnancy or children, for that matter, you have an added obstacle because you don't want to create a bigger problem than you're trying to cure.
A few of the biggest drug companies in the world are exploring vaccine development. The Zika virus could infect some 4 million people in the Americas. That's why Sanofi's Dr. Paul Benninger hopes U.S. health officials round up all the pharma executives and put the screws to them.
Pointing the finger at every person in the room saying, I need your help to do this. And I think people respond to that. It's when they're not identified that it doesn't happen.
Benninger says, as we saw with Ebola, the capacity to develop vaccine is there. It's just a question of unlocking it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.